Greetings, mortals and others. I am Dick Terhune, the voice from hell. Walk with me now into the marketing morgue. We begin at the end as a group of teenagers emerge from your haunt, hearts pounding, adrenaline rushing, crying awesome, each teasing everyone else about how scared they were. Filled with the excitement, accomplishment, and secret knowledge that the line of anxious ticket holders on the other side do not yet possess. The image that I just put in your brain is the result of your hard work every October. After all, the first law of advertising is sell the result, not the product. Everyone knows that, right? Then why are millions of dollars squandered every year on weak and ineffective advertising for haunted attractions? Why do we still see and hear a glut of self-indulgent commercials that do everything except sell tickets? I believe that one of the reasons for our advertising problems, as well as a solution, was beautifully summed up in a recent post on the Evil Book of Faces by Victor Barreto. If you don't know Vic, I suggest you head to iTunes or Netflix immediately after this episode of Hauntcast and watch The American Scream, a documentary about three home haunts that also aired on Chiller last October. Vic's haunt in Massachusetts was one of those profiled. It was during filming of The American Scream that Vic Barreto decided to go pro and open his new haunt, Ghoulie Manor, last season. I've known Vic for a few years, and when I saw this post of his on Facebook recently, well, just listen to what Vic wrote. To my fellow haunt owners, we battle for the business of a limited number of customers. Instead of fighting for a bigger piece of a small pie, why don't we just make the pie bigger? What if we joined forces and created a culture where people didn't ask themselves if they are going to a haunt this year, but how many haunts they are going to this year? What if those people who weren't thinking about going to a haunted house or were on the fence could be convinced to go? It would mean more customers for all of us. If we could cooperate and expand the haunted house customer base to begin with, we wouldn't need to squabble over a limited amount of people. Does this make sense? We should be supporting each other and the culture, not shooting ourselves in the foot. Judging by the responses, it seems that Mr. Barreto hit the coffin nail squarely on the head. Do you approach the business of haunting as us versus them, them being the other haunt owners in your market? Do you position yourself in your advertising as the best, scariest, biggest, most extreme haunt in town? Do you and or your employees routinely trash talk the other haunts to customers? When you see a stack of coupons for another haunted house sitting on the counter at a local store, do you try to swipe them when nobody's looking and dump them in the trash? And do you think maybe the other haunts in your market do the same thing to you? What if a spirit of self-enlightened cooperation replaced an atmosphere of mutual destruction in your market? We've all heard horror stories and maybe experienced them firsthand. I've heard from haunters who, while placing small road signs to advertise their attraction, witnessed employees from a competing haunt come right along behind and steal them. In another case, a well-established haunted attraction located in a large industrial park discovered that a fledgling competitor had set up on the opposite side of the park and lined the driveways with signs that simply read Haunted House Parking and an arrow pointing their way. There are other, more serious tales of confrontations, vandalism, sabotage, but I won't go into them here. And I truly hope that you have never experienced or committed that kind of mean-spirited, boneheaded act of stupidity. What would be the benefits of haunters who have an extremely narrow window of opportunity to do business working to help each other? Here are just some of the examples that were posted in response to Vic's message. Workout deals with several walks, haunts, tours, mazes, etc., where for one premium price, customers get picked up by a party bus or even a party hearse and driven to several events in one night, where they go straight to the front of the line. Now that's a VIP experience. A group website that includes and promotes every haunt that participates. In the same way wineries conduct tastings and tours on a wine trail, put together a haunt trail map for your area, a coupon book for several haunts in your market, a frequent screamers program that recognizes and rewards guests who go to participating haunts in your area. Do people come from out of state to visit your haunt? Promote haunt tourism and actively guide visiting guests to other attractions in your area, and not just haunted attractions. Believe it or not, your state may actually kick in for part of your advertising if you do this. And those are just a few examples. Maybe you're already thinking of one or two more ways to work with other haunters in your market instead of against them. Now you might be thinking, well, what if I send somebody down the road and they like the other guy's haunt better? Don't get me wrong. There is nothing wrong with competition. It all depends on what you're competing for. The only person you should be competing with is yourself. To make your haunt fresher, more exciting, more enjoyable for your customers, so they will keep coming back and bring their friends and keep talking, texting, tweeting, posting about this amazing place where they got more entertainment and had more fun than they ever thought possible. Here's the recipe for the bigger pie that Vic encourages us to make. Compete for quality. Share the quantity. Watch both grow exponentially. And if, as the old saying goes, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, doesn't it just make sense to have as many friends as you can possibly get in this business? In future episodes, we'll rip further into the guts of haunt advertising and probe the most effective and creative ways you can market and promote your haunted attraction. If you've got a question, I want to hear it. Send yours to darklord@voicefromhell.com. That's darklord@voicefromhell.com. Like Voice from Hell on Facebook. Join me at the East Coast Haunt Club's 13th annual gathering in Manchester, New Hampshire, Saturday, August 3rd. Get more information at hauntclub.net. I'm Dick Terhune. Join me next time in the Marketing Morgue, where there's always room for one more.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.